Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hey, Black Power, this your host, Brother Drew X, calling off that Black Nation Task Force, our sister station to the Black Militia Nation. All right, tonight we're just going to be talking about current events. Anything on your mind you want to get in, press 1 on your phone. We'll get you right in with us. For the ones who's listening via computer, you want to call in. Our call-in number is 909-265-9220. Once again, 909-265-9220. Just press 1 on your phone and we'll get you in with us. So we're just going over current event news, and tonight, December for December, each month we bring you some current event news. And we also know the biggest news this month is one of our comrades, Grandmaster Jay, was arrested. It's alleged that they kicked in his door. I don't have all the details. I've just been picking up bits and bits here and there that he was his door was kicked in and he was arrested for, I guess you would call that assault on a police officer by pointing a weapon at a federal agent. That's what they said. And so I'm just passing on that news and just more of my thoughts that the brother need to be covered down on, and that means security details 24/7. Outside of his residence. You know, a person of his stature shouldn't have his door kicked in, if you know what I mean. I mean, if we learn anything from history, how brother's been done, shot down, killed, Fred Hampton Jr., you know, coming in his house. I mean, it could happen to anybody. But if you learn it from history, you should have someone covering down on a person of that stature. You know, a lot of brothers and sisters, we might not be on that stature, but the ones that's on that stature need to be covered down on. In other words, need to be secured. Volunteers should be stepping up to take 24-hour shifts while the brothers sleep. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, a lot of things shouldn't happen. And, you know, sometimes we drop the ball, but in this world, we're not playing with people that ain't playing back. So you want to be make sure you cover down. So that's one of the biggest news. And the brother is out of jail from the last post that I've seen that he is out. And I think Malik Zulu Shabazz was helping in his defense. I saw a post on Facebook, so I'm not sure. But I think so. So, but the brother is out. But, you know, from this time forward, members of NFAC or other groups or other comrades can step up voluntarily to watch this brother while he sleep. You know what I'm saying? It's a stressful situation to put yourself on the line and people don't understand the significance of your life that you're giving for others. And the things, you know, you're doing the talking, you're doing the speaking, and at least somebody can just watch my back. So we do understand that concept. And, you know, we definitely will, you know, do what we can. If the brother needs us, we sure will be there. But so I'm just putting that out there. Sometimes, you know, you're doing this stuff, man, you don't know who you can trust. You go in and out. People, you know, you got infiltrators, people from playing two sides, two different groups in you, you know. So you sometimes, you don't know, like, God dang, who can I trust? I don't want nobody to know where I'm living. You know, sometimes you just get to yourself. But we can hide, but we can't hide from them people because they got too many tracking devices. They got the tracking device on your computer. They got the tracking device on your phone. You really can't hide from them, but you can hide from people, but you can't hide from the ones with the power to track. You know, sometimes they have shit in our clothes. You don't even know. We just don't even know. You know, you don't know how far it goes. One of the TV shows when I was a youngster, I used to grow up and I was intrigued by this show. It was called Mission Impossible. And in Mission Impossible, man, they would do some shit you wouldn't know that it was done. They would come in your house, put you to sleep, and all kind of shit. And they came in the house and put something in your chip, you and all kind of shit. You wouldn't have a clue because it was a Mission Impossible mission. It ain't hard to do if you just know how to do it. I mean, it ain't hard to do it if you know how to do it. And I've seen it done, so I know how it goes because I've seen Mission Impossible, you know, based off reality. It wasn't fiction. It was reality. So, you know, so we have to be careful, you know, all around the board. You know, we don't want to get too paranoid. Sometimes in the struggle, man, we get paranoid as hell. I mean, we figure every shadow everybody's out there is all type of stuff. We ain't going to go on and just keep on chatting about it. But we do need brothers to cover down for the brother. You know, he's putting his life on the line for a lot of brothers and sisters to be free. You know, everybody have their own speculations, but I only judge what you're saying and what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So the brother's saying the right words and the action. You know, I was part of that Stone Mountain first call out. So I believed enough in the brother to be there. You know what I'm saying? And when we went there, I didn't know that I might not be coming back. So I call that, and he called it himself, baptism of fire, which it was, because, hey, we didn't know where we were going and what we were going to do. It was something never been done, had been done in that manner, to march somewhere and you didn't really know. So it was a good exercise of testing your carriage. It was a very good exercise. So, and if you decided to walk up that mountain not knowing, hey, salute. So that's just one of the part of the first character events we're going to bring out. And the second thing, you know, I was just reading a post about a lot of brothers and sisters talk about it. A lot of brothers and sisters needed the second stimulus. What's up on that? Well, they say they came to some type of agreement. You know, I heard a few people call me about it, and I out and Googled some stuff, and they said they came to some kind of agreement, but I still think it's just a hearsay and talk say that now, because they don't have a date in mind. They don't have a date in mind to give anything. So you're still, you know, they've been stalling for months. So once again, you know, you can't go by hearsay and talk say, because there's no action in that. It's just a political mumble jumble to me. But for what they say is that they were going to try to have people something about the end of the month, but we'll see. Once again, hearsay, talk say. So that's my news on that. Like I said, anybody else want to get in on the phone, press 1 on your line. We'll get you in with us. We know we talked last week about the vaccine and how we are domesticated as people, meaning that we don't feed ourselves or clothe ourselves or shelter ourselves. So anytime this system decides to prove a point or force a point, they don't have to do nothing but cut off certain liberties as food stamps, checks. You know, same way they tell you to put a mask on, you can't go in that store. Same way they can say you ain't been chipped, you can't go in that store. Same way. So there ain't nothing different. Whatever they can do with a mask, they can do with a chip. And they can make you comply if you haven't put yourself in a situation not to comply. You know, or if you hadn't put your mind in a situation where you say, I'm not going to comply. But you can't play with it. A lot of people play with it. It's serious business. You got to know or you don't know. You know, you know, if you don't know or you want to know, then you better get with some brothers and sisters that do have a clue what they're going to do. You know, but if you can't go in there clueless, you know. And if you decide you have to comply, you know, you just have to comply. You know, it ain't no by the point of fingers. We're just trying to warn brothers and sisters this might not be the best thing for you. It might be the best thing for them. It might not be the best thing for you. So, you know, that's where we at right now. I didn't even prepare for this evening news like I normally would do. Had a lot of things going, a lot of stuff on my mind. But we always go, you know, we have people that look forward to this program, so we jumped on. So right now, let me find us a song real quick while we get our thoughts back together. Let's see, I should have had me something dedicated to the brother Jay. Should have had me a song ready for him. That's all right. We'll play this song and we'll be right back with you.
Tell me Einstein was a genius. I don't believe Einstein was a genius. I believe he was a crazy little Jewish dude with some fucked up hair looking at rocks talking about he time travel. The motherfucker said the theory of relativity equals MC squared times the speed of light. It don't need me to disprove it because it's been over 40 years and still a motherfucking theory. When's it gonna be a fact? You know what I'm saying? Meaning energy equals mass squared times the speed of light. If this is true, how come a little motherfucker can whoop a big motherfucker's ass? He's got more mass, therefore he should have more energy. Why am I fucking him up, Einstein? Why? Because he left one small detail out of his equation. Spirit. Or as in the Asian philosophy, they call it chi. A little motherfucker can have a spirit as vast as the universe. A big motherfucker can have a spirit the size of a grain of corn. I'ma dominate his big bitch ass every time. So the real equation is E equals MP squared times the speed of darkness. Darkness.
Ain't come to debate, I only debate my equals. Quote from Dr. Claude, know what that mean, I'm your teacher. Truth seeker, as the sarcophagus resurrected, per the mirror, put you in the book of the dead with my weapon. Now valid essence, let your child get the message. I'm Muslim cause I like peace, but I don't ride with the crescent. Seventh heaven, destiny, smellish ethnic presence, separate from the devilish leprous, I'm blessed with the metal. Fuck Herodotus, Plato, cracker, you ain't on my plateau. How dare you paint the black folks in Egypt that look mulatto? If it wasn't for the Moorish Cathedrals, you wouldn't have castles. We've been outfield with the stars, call us Team Ash. astro. Cosmological, anatomical knowledge, scholarship, honorable. The info in school ain't fair, call it a corner. You're now entering into a carbonated tunnel. My ancestors were born with so much gold, they made it furniture. Burning your wind and monuments, DNA by the country. If they the OCI, then we must be in something. Heru had to got proof in the drawings of the and Ra. Dynasties, Bible fiction, this is Jesus, the son of God. That little mermaid trying to run game like LeBron James, while the judge came trying to sentence me, cause my range be point blank. Long things that eat blood say dumb things. Like how can all this mundane knowledge fit into one brain? Hold my testicles and I testify. Hold the Bible when I'm telling lies. All I got is these nuts. What come out of me ain't gon' never die. I'm talking about legacy. I'm talking about hieroglyphs when they bury me. I'm Africa, now you bastards gon' take it all month. I'm feeling best believe it's very deep. Cultivate my electric chi. If this planet is Mother Earth, then the sun must be a breastfeed in my umbilical cord. Middle of core is solar plate. High voltage when I approach these folks again. Burnt them because I owe them that. And I miss them pizza, left them dead on 33rd Street. And you know the rest. 720 degrees over there. Only thing cool that is white is a polar bear. Some want reparations, but a ghost ain't got no soul.
Marinate on that for a minute. MP would be metaphysical, the unwayable. Time to see the darkness, cause another lie taught us in school. Nothing travels faster than the speed of light. You ever heard of a black hole in space that light can't escape? Must be moved faster than light if light can't get the fuck up out of it. Even God said, out of eternal darkness, let there be light. So what color is God? Black. As it is in heaven, so shall it be on earth. Two black people can get together and have a white person called an albino. Two white people can't get together and have a nigga I know.
All right, y'all, we back with you. You know, this month, you know, we lost a lot of rappers in the Dallas area, Chicago area. We losing brothers and sisters over stupidity, I can't understand it, man. If I came into the type of money that a lot of these brothers possess, I'm going to be having fun. I ain't going to be putting my life on the line playing and putting myself in danger and riding in areas where I shouldn't be. I mean, when you done made that type of bread, you know, and you got enemies, you need to move around. You don't play with this stuff, man, because it's not. A lot of people's minds are destroyed right now. A lot of people's minds are conquered right now. So, you know, a lot of these rappers, they, you know, for the fame and popularity of others to portray themselves as something they really not, they say things and do things, and next thing you know, they banging on each other. You know, that's just silly. Millionaires, you ever seen millionaires shooting at each other? Well, you have in the black nation. You have seen millionaires going around shooting at millionaires, killing each other over words. Over words, you know, something they told us that would never hurt us, words, but words can cause things to happen, so we know that's not true. So, but my whole perspective on the situation, you got all this cheddar, all this bread, and you got enemies in your area, there's no reason you should stay around. You should relocate, lay low, and enjoy your family and your moment. And I mean, do a lot of things, but you don't have to be up there waiting to die in an area you didn't have to be in. So some of the stuff is senseless, but all of it is senseless when you figure that we're killing each other and we're about to be depopulated off the earth. All our soldiers that we need are killing themselves. Kind of silly. Yeah, but we ain't gonna be here long, y'all. Tonight we probably do a few more minutes, just you know, might be a 30-minute program tonight. It's just one of those nights when It's been one of the months where my energy level has been really drained this month. So just one of those months where we don't have much to say. And who says you have to have a lot to say? Just say what you have to say and move on. So, you know, I actually was going to do more of a revolutionary music program tonight. Just play some music, you know, something to ride to. You know, that's some motivational. Let's go to the caller lines real quick. Just a second. Look like 972.
Please welcome in.
Hey, Pete. What's happening?
Hey, I just want to say a little today.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to know, you know, what is it going to take for the black nation to come together? Because it seemed like the more everybody, I mean, when you listen to different radio shows and stuff and everybody's preaching, you know, we need to come together. And it seemed like the far apart it seemed like we're getting and our minds are deteriorating. You know, I mean, it's just when you look at the world or you go outside and you know, just go to the grocery store or something. And and it just seemed like, you know, people just are not on the same accord, especially our people. And it's like, it seemed like with everything that's going on with the world and with how this, you know, where this world is going, it seems like, you know, we should be trying to get more closer than farther apart.
Right, you're right about that.
You know, families are breaking apart. You know, it's just, I don't, you know, it's just kind of hard to explain.
This is what's actually happening with a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff is being revealed in this year of 2020. And when you think of 2020 and you go get your eyeglasses, you think of your doctor tell you that you have 2020 vision. 2020 represent good sight. So what's happening right now, the creator is putting everything in a situation where people will see people real good sights. You can't hardly fool people. And sometimes people think they're fooling you, but they're not. I mean, the creator gonna let things be seen. And another thing you're seeing is what it's gonna take for all brothers to come together. That's what's going to take something real drastic, you know, more like an attack from the open enemy that they don't see. That's what it's actually going to really take for them to see who the true enemy is. So it's going to take something like that. It's going to take something like the vaccine and people dropping down in the street. So that's what it's going to take. It's going to take what Revelation says in the Bible, body in the streets. So that's what it's going to take, you know, what it's going to take to bring black people together because they can't get it together. It's going to take a catastrophe to bring them together. They're all going to be running the same way. So they're going to all have to learn how to get along. They're going to all have to learn how to fight back, fight as a unit, fight as a group, because the damn show going to come under attack shortly. So that's what it's going to take, sister. Anything else?
Oh, that's it, Brother Command.
All right, thank you. So that's what we're saying, you know, that's a good question. What is it going to take for black folks to get it together? And I think it's going to take a hell of an ass whooping because we had years to try to get it together ourselves voluntarily. That's never going to be. Oh, we're going to get it together, but the way we're going to get it together is going to be in chaos. They, you know, we have a chance for open unity. But every time, you know, we try, there's a way to turn it down. But one thing, we're forced, you know, we seen George Floyd get choked, and you saw a snippet of us coming together on one accord. All of us was mad. All of us saw a blatant murder on tape. So you saw something, and they saw it too. So they, you know, they played the card, and some of their people out in the street with our people to play the card to calm us down. It's always a calm down effect. when we at that point. So, you know, it's always a calm down effect. You see many people out there in the streets and you think they showing you love, but they actually calm you down. Anybody else want to get in? Just press one on your phone. We're talking about charity events or whatever's on your mind, what's going on in your city. You know, you got to look at everything that's going on in your city. And sometimes you got to look at things not going on in your city. You know, sometimes it's what's not being seen, what you don't see, that should be happening. Let's go back to the phone lines. We might got a caller coming out. 317, you all with us?
Hey, peace. What's going on? Shalom.
Hey, Shalom. Brother Kibbet Show, what's happening? What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing much. Yeah, so, you know, man, the universe, man, yeah, it's definitely showing us what's getting ready to happen. Forget what's getting ready to happen, what's going on now. And like the sister was saying, you know, what is it gonna take for us to, unify? It really just boils down to people just gotta be the change that they wanna see. I mean, some of us, you know, like to still be in captivity because we've been branded that way. But for the ones that, you know, that want to get out of poverty and unify, those are the people that know how to. So, you know, the ones that don't know how to or don't have the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, that we possess, not saying that we're higher than them, you know, those are the people that we need to reach out to and really, you know what I'm saying, spread this word to them. But the ones that don't, you know, want to hear, I mean, I hear a lot of people say, man, I don't want to hear that shit. You know, I don't want to hear that. Yeah, you know.
Right.
When shit hit the fan, you going to, you know, that individual, those individuals that were saying that is going to be the ones, you know, hey, man, let me get one of your guns, man, because shit, man, because when I was trying to tell you, you weren't trying to listen. So, I mean, you know, you acting like a coward now because you see some shit cracking off. Like, I mean, you know, liabilities, man, you know, going to get you killed out here, you know, when shit hit the fan. So, you know, like, I mean, that's the reason why, you know, I kind of just run alone, run by myself. I always been a lone wolf, you know, here where I'm at. You know, that's the reason,
right.
You know, like, but, so, yeah, I mean, that's just really what it is. Like, the universe, man, is giving us all signs, you know, even the people that's so-called sleep. It's giving them signs, but they're not catching on to it because they don't know how, you know, they don't know how to catch on to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And there's people that don't know how to catch on to it, and then there's people that don't want to catch on to it. The ones that don't want to catch on to it, them the ones that's going to be laying, you know, in the street with their head cracked open. But, yeah, that's what it is, man. I've just been sitting back meditating, man, and really going deep into meditation, man, because, you know, I need things to be shown to me. So I ask for the knowledge, and because I want to be the change that I want to see. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So adding to the pot. So.
Yes, sir. So what's happening up there in your town, brother? Kibbet Show, what's going on in your town?
Oh, man,
anything
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Three things. I'm going to get to them quick. The first thing, you know, I think it was like about a little time ago. I come from a doctor's appointment, and this is during the quarantine shit. I come back from a doctor's appointment, and this was broad day. Like, I ain't never seen it. Well, it's been a while since I've seen some shit like this, but it didn't got crazy. So I'm sitting in my car, man, you know, listening to some music on my phone. Dude come out the house with an AK, man, get shooting at somebody. And And, you know, like, it, you know, usually you see a lot of children around here playing. You know, I stay in a very diverse neighborhood. There's really not many white folks stay out here. There's a lot of, you know, different, you know, people from different countries. They be outside playing, you know, like the little kids. And then shortly after that, you know what I'm saying, motherfucking blew a car up out here. And I'm like, damn, what the hell? It's been a while since I've seen stuff like this. And then people been burning stuff down over here in the apartments. And, you know, it's like, you know, it's getting too close to where, you know, it's like I can look out the window and then see shit on fire. You know what I'm saying? So people is definitely frustrated. They frustrated. They mad. And, I be watching what words I say, so I don't want to say it's going to get worse, but that's what it's looking like, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's looking like, and, you know, so. But other than that, I mean, man, it's been a lot of brothers getting killed. You know, I got to, man, it's just crazy, man. So, like, I don't go nowhere without my weapon. Because I'm not about to be a victim. It's not, you know.
Right, I understand it. I understand. You know, that's one thing. You know, we believe in is self defense, so we have to defend ourselves and our brothers and sisters and our loved ones. But we don't want to be a victim. And, you know, that's good that you say that. You have to recognize what time you're living in. A lot of brothers become a victim because they don't recognize what's happening, what time it is, and where they at, and who's the enemy. Everybody in your skin is not your kin. A lot of people ain't understanding that. And so that's a very good observation, brother. Better share.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
So I mean,
we're gonna keep pushing it. We're gonna get it together, man. So unfortunately, Brother Kabanchi, I think it's gonna be an attack on the brothers and sisters before they actually understand all the stuff we've been preaching over the years. What you think?
Oh yeah. I think that's going to happen, man. You know, like, you know, on the book, man, like now I get on there and I be talking about these things, man. Like, I mean, you don't know how many young brothers that came to me and talk, hey, bro, man, you told me years ago this shit was going to happen, bro. I said, you know, I don't talk because I got lips, bro. I tell you this shit because this is stuff that's been taught to me since I was 10, 11 years old. I'm about to be 34 next year. So, I mean, I've been up on this since I was young, not saying I'm above anybody. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't put myself, you know, in a leader chair. I'm more of a kind of a mentor. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, it's a lot of chiefs, but it ain't enough Indians. So, you know, I'm one of them Indians, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not in a leader position. I'd be trying to teach, you know, and show brothers around me that all the stuff that we've been talking about for years is coming to whole fruition. Now you just now catching on. No, you should have been catching on a long time ago. Because if your gut is telling you something, you know what I'm saying? If it's 100 people in the room and one person is telling you that something bad is going to happen, you should listen to that one person, because that one person might have some information that the other 99 people don't have. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, versus 100 people, versus 90 people telling you 99 people telling you 99 different things, you know what I'm saying? And it's all not adding up, person in that room telling you, you know, what's going on. So, you know, it's just that's what it's really about, man. I mean, I can't stress it no more, man. But brothers been catching on. The young brothers been catching on to me. I'm like, man, they call me all the time. Hey, bro, man, big bro, you been telling the truth, man. I know. I know. What more can I say? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, I heard some of my siblings told me, you said that was going to happen. And, you know, if a person told me something was going to happen several times and it keep happening, I want to know what else, you know. I'm going to start listening. I'm going to take heed. I'm finna, you know, I'm finna join up with whatever, because you telling me something nobody else ain't telling me. The news ain't telling
right.
me. You know what I'm saying? My pastor ain't telling me, but you told me some things that's been coming down the pipe and it's been manifesting itself. I want to know what else you know, and I'm going to, I would be all over that person, you know, because he got some information that might save my life. But that's, you're right, Brother Kabetisha, that's good. But, you know, you are a leader, and you're going to find yourself probably real soon in a hell of a leadership position, because it ain't too many people have that type of knowledge that we possess on this line. You
right.
know, ain't too many people have that type of knowledge. So you're going to find yourself in a leadership position real soon. All the children, you know what I mean, going to be in a leadership position, because that's going to be the only salvation and hope for a lot of these people who didn't prepare themselves.
Right.
Yeah,
I can agree with that, you know. You know, so yeah, that's what I really been on, man. I just been meditating, and I mean, you know, hey, I got a lot of blueprints in my mind, and I just be ready to be putting them on the table, man, because I know how to move right. I know how to organize right. But you know, the some of the brothers that I be trying to reach out to, you know, I guess they think this shit's a game. But, you know, hey, man, as long as I got, you know, just a couple, just a few, that's all I need. And, you know,
right.
some people, man, they just be waiting to, you know, till you get things cracking, you know what I'm saying, for them to hop on. Man, bandwagon hoppers, I've been telling, you know, people that I deal with this. I said, look, first person that hop on the bandwagon, when the wagon get to rolling, it's going to get slapped and exposed. So, you know, that's why I've been telling brothers, man, you know, don't try to hop on because we got stuff rolling. Help us build the stuff up first. And then,
right.
you know what I'm saying, get to rolling with us then, because now, you know, you got something to bring to the table. If everybody brings
right.
something to the table except for, you know, that one individual, we got to remove him because he's no use. So we got to
right.
build with one that's bringing it to the table so that we can, you know, so we won't have to hold each other hand. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When, you know, when things get to cracking off. So.
Right.
So
you're right. You're sure right. You're sure right. But that's where we at. As a nation of people, man, you know, each one teach one. And like I said, a lot of people will try to hop on the wagon. Hey, the wagon is full, and we can't let you drag us down, so we don't have to hit your hands, make you let it go. He'll leave you.
Right.
You know, a lot of biblical brothers have stories of where they had to leave the people right there, you know, when the ark was floating. We got to let you go,
right.
bro. Got to shut the door. Got to shut the door. You know, you had your
exactly.
shot. We gave you the chance. We're going to have to shut the door on a lot of brothers and sisters. And, well, that's something we should prepare our minds for, man. Like, you're going to see screaming women and children and all type of shit out here, man. You have to prepare your mind. Like, I can't save all of y'all. And, you know what I'm saying? I can't feed all of y'all. Like, hell, I can't even trust all of y'all. So, you know, it's going to be real particular about who we can help in these last days, man.
Right.
Yeah. But anybody else want to get in with us? Press 1. I'm going to go play a song and... And we'll come back to the Lions. Anything else? Good? I thank you for calling in, Brother Kabetisha. Appreciate you. I don't know if you've been catching up with some other shows we've been doing.
I missed the other ones. I had had a couple things going on over here, man, trying to get my health and stuff together, man. But I'm definitely gonna travel back in the past and go look at those. Go listen to those rather. But yeah, I'm gonna go check them out.
You definitely need to listen to it. You definitely need to listen to the last three, because
okay.
this one, the last three is very important. Okay, but we appreciate you coming to play a song, and we'll be right back with everybody.
All right, peace.
All the shit in 94, so I'm capping.
Fucking with them devils every time I start to rap. Listen to the man, cause the man is coming right. Pete Dogg is in the house until them brothers see the light. But now I understand I ain't concerned with the bullshit, cause I know the truth, I see they motherfucking hoof prints. Got niggas tripping off the violence and the 40 out. So I call my homies, get my strap and go take 40 out. That's the way I'm coming, so you better tell a friend. Bitch, I ain't your boy, so respect me as a man. And niggas understand that I'm down for whatever. We gotta make it better, brothers gotta stick together. Pay attention to the... Wanna talk shit and motherfucking devils on the right. Wanna dump a clip ever since I broke the grip of shame. Back in 89 I see tricks tripping all the time like I did a crime. Got me on the news cause they wanna hide the truth. But notice I'm a soldier and I'm coming at the youth. Black gorilla standing for my folk and I'm proud. This one going out to the brothers locked down. Now as long as we keep playing by your rules, I'm leaving shit stains on your flag till I'm through. Time after time I bring the motherfucking facts. I'm coming pro-black, understand where I'm at. Take a listen to the... With no dank or no drink, you can keep that shit for the next nigga swinging with a weak rap. Bust the ass bandwagon niggas wanna be the new gangster of the week on the street, but ain't got a clue. Damn, that's a trip how them devil ass labels put everything they got into that shit, but they never push anything real for the good of the community. It should be plain to see, fucking over you and me. So I stay true to the game cause it's all praise to a law, run real for the cause. Never underestimate my enemy but trip on how they operate cause they wanna see me slip. As long as I'm living I keep giving you the facts, bumping when I'm smuggling a message in a rap. So pay attention now cause I'm bound to catch a case. The motherfucking snakes want a nigga in his place, but I keep on saying one time for your mask on face and I thought you knew.
Y'all, we back with you. You know, we are just doing our December news that we think that's important for the for your ears. The state of California about to shut down again. It's getting real close to a shutdown in California. And normally when there's a shutdown coming up from the west, it always filters down all the way to the south. So just watch and learn. If California shut down, everything that's going to start shutting down. So are you prepared, or have you prepared yourself? Also, in the COVID news, they say one of the Rudy Giuliani, he tested positive for COVID. So, you know, everybody's getting COVID. So, you know, whatever they call it or whatever they made or created, they're getting it. But, you know, so the big news is if California shut down and that stuff usually triggers down south and filters out east. And so watch out, you know, watch the news, pay attention, you know, you hear California shut down, stock up, start stocking up. You should be already stocked up. If you're in the Black Militia Nation, we've been preaching this for years of stocking up. You know, we've been around, you know, we've been around for years, but it's been a black militia nation for 8 years at least. And we've been preaching this for years to stock up food and water. You know what I'm saying? There's many ways to do it. You know, I always have to spend your money. You can get an empty bottle and refill it with water. Hey, because if there ever be a water shortage, you won't give a damn where the water came from. You're just going to want some water. So that's what we're saying to our brothers and sisters, you know, prepare for what's about to come down the pipe, man. We, you know, we're pretty sure that depopulation orders have been given. Just prepare for it, brother. Your mind is going to be the most important thing you can prepare for, you know. Prepare for the crime. Prepare for people need help. You know, like Brother Kibetta Shaw said, hey, man, we've been preaching and singing this stuff for years. You just can't jump on a wagon and make the wheels fall off of it because we don't, it's going to be, the wagon won't hold that many people. You're going to slow us down. We got to get on. We got to keep it moving. So, you know, prepare to let yourself know that there's no guilt in not being able to save everybody. You know, there's plenty of biblical stories where people were destroyed because of them not taking heed to the warnings. So just know that, you know, we ain't gonna be able to, that's real being just knowing that we ain't gonna be able to save everybody. We ain't gonna be able to save some of our family members. You know, with this COVID, we talked about last week about the vaccine. How you gonna resist taking the vaccine if you depend on these people to feed you, clothe you, house you, and medical? I mean, it's so much we depend on. Think about it. So you got to figure out what you're going to do, talk it over with your family, talk it over with your organization, your institution, and, hey, move accordingly. But whatever, prepare your mind. Because a lot of people panic if their mind doesn't have a clue. And I'll tell you something that you can do. Get you a pen and a paper and write out a strategy. What I'm going to do if the lights go off? What I'm going to do if this go off? Write it down. That way you don't have to panic. You just turn to that page. Lights off. This is what I need to be doing. Water down. This is what I need to be doing. Communication down. Where is our meeting place? So you just turn to these certain pages. Every time something happens in your life, if you have a page already written out, this is your pre-panic page. It's written out. I already have a plan. It's all in writing. I wrote it myself. This is how I'm going to do proceed this. If somebody comes to my door with the needle, how am I going to proceed? If you don't know how you're going to proceed, and you ain't thought it out, or you need to write that down, then you, that's another story. But you can have that on your page, too. This is how I'm going to proceed. Somebody's at my door knocking. Let me turn to needle page. What do I do here? I do this, I do this, I can do this. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. If you start preparing and writing your strategy down, keep that in your backpack, keep that in your bug out bag, you know, all types of scenarios that might happen out here. What do I do? How do I find water? How do I find food? Who got supplies? Where is this at? Where is that at? How do I get some more medicine that I need? You know, write that down. Have your medicine page. How do I get that? Because that's a strategy. And that's how you prepare. You know, you don't panic. You just go to your page. A lot of people ain't going to have that. Yes, y'all can send me $30 for this information via Cash App. I do. I'll just having fun with y'all. But we're going to get out of here. We appreciate everybody online. Let me see anybody else want to get in. Press 1 on your phone. If not, you know, we say we're going to do. We try to have a program every night because a lot of people are looking forward to it. And so that's what we do. And if nobody else, I'm giving everybody a second. I'm looking at the caller lines. Okay, we're going to play a closing song. We're going to play this song here by our brother Kibetta Shaw that we just spoke with. It's a very good song. We appreciate him passing the song on to the militia. And we're going to play this and we're going to get on out.
See, the black race can't afford you no more. Oh, there used to be a time we'd see somebody like you singing, clowning, yassabossing, and we wouldn't do anything. Folks like that. You were good. homie kind of nigga. When they needed somebody to mistreat, call a name or two, they paraded you. Reminded them of the good old days. Not no more. The day of the Geechee is gone, boy, and you going with it. We can't let nobody go on believing we all fools.
Everybody in the sleep on straight action. No questions asking, no compromise. Fuck a 40 acres in a mule. This earth is mine, it's wartime. My people dying, tired of seeing black mothers crying. I'm from the ghetto, so that's where I'ma start. No line, black on black crime gotta cease. We need protocol and order, respect and unification. Righteous nation building without feminization. Feminization of the black man is at hand. Any coon niggas after disrespecting the black queens, getting a combat boot to the face. So respect, if not, we gon' put you in your place. Order and protocol is the action from here on out. I see some fake revolutionaries half-stepping. I live this, so therefore I'm putting my life up to protect. So this goes out to the fake revolutionary. Step the fuck off the web, you ain't living there, so about what you speak. Real warriors and die for the cause. Bullshit is not tolerated. We build a firm nation. Bitch niggas and crackers get obliterated.
Kill them all. Kill a faggot. Kill a lesbian. And after you kill them all, I said that day about Mandela to let you know what he really knows about me. Don't know a damn thing. I said then you go to the goddamn grave and dig them up and kill them a goddamn head because they didn't die.
Anybody asking, I got the answers to unasked questions. No, I'm not a mascot, and this is not a sports team. Black militia nation, we ain't playing no games. Y'all put me here to be a soldier, so I'ma act on it. We don't run, we got that Nat Turner in our blood. Malcolm and Callie Garvey, Harriet Tubman, George Jackson and Fred Hampton. Step in our way and watch what happens. We well disciplined. Frontline mates, boo-hoo, rule to the RBGs and the scary X, and to all the brothers and sisters putting their work and laying that law down. This is the national worldwide alert to all bloods, Crips, BDs, Latin Kings, 13s, GDs, BLs, Moles, and Stones. We need to unite under one banner. We all from the motherland. It's a lot of shit we need to attack. We on the verge of being wiped out, so don't wait till the last minute till we wiped out. Black power to all the ancestors and the natural elements. From Yah, that's a libation. Black liberation, we built in a righteous nation. Crackers and bitches. Niggas get obliterated.
Death revolution.
Cause I gotta drop this stuff tonight because I'm a true terrorist.
Front line.
I'm a knowledge gangster.
DMN.
I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck. Gotta be a roughneck. Holocaust lasted 10 years, but the Holocaust of the black man and woman lasted over 500 years.
All right, y'all. We say peace and black power. We see y'all next Sunday at 10 p.m. Central, 909-265-9220. Black power. We out.